And have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was just looking through the new CNN poll. It is an AP NORC poll and a Reuters Ipsos poll. The new poll says that roughly two-thirds have doubts and reservations about Joe Biden's leadership. You think? Including 92% of Republicans, 75% of independents, and even 36% of Democrats have doubts about this president's leadership capabilities. We're going to talk about this a lot coming up with John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll do all that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve Hearing Aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. At a briefing with officials in Kentucky, President Biden says he's impressed by the way people have been coming together to respond after the area was struck by tornadoes.
People just come out of nowhere to help as a community. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what America's supposed to be. There's no red tornadoes or blue tornadoes. There's no red states or blue states when this stuff starts to happen.
The president in Kentucky getting a firsthand look at that deadly tornadic damage. Also at townhall.com, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has pleaded guilty to federal charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights. Ben Thomas reports.
Chauvin, who is white, was convicted this spring on state charges of murder and manslaughter and sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison. The federal charges include two counts alleging Chauvin deprived Floyd of his rights by kneeling on his neck as the black man was handcuffed and not resisting, and then failing to provide medical care. Federal prosecutors recommended up to 25 years in prison. He'll be sentenced at a later date. Three other former officers were indicted on federal charges alongside Chauvin. They're still on course for trial early next year. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Federal Reserve will quicken the pace at which it's pulling back its support for the post-pandemic U.S. economy and expects to raise interest rates at least three times next year. The Fed announcing it will shrink its monthly bond purchases at twice the pace it previously announced, likely ending them in March. The bond purchases intended to hold down long-term rates to aid the economy, but are no longer needed with unemployment falling and inflation at a near 40-year high. On Wall Street, stocks reversing course after that Fed announcement. The Dow is now ahead 382 points and finishing that much higher, and the NASDAQ 327 higher. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA, tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org. Paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, as we check our traffic cams at 104, wow, yeah, actually not that bad. No delays or restrictions at the moment on US 95 or the 215. Typical freeway speeds there. Little sluggishness as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 past the stadium where they will host Super Bowl 58, February 11th, 2024. Yeah, that's been made official by the owners in the NFL. Do expect delays, though, on the downtown freeway, Interstate 515, both directions through that construction zone. That is between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Gather around. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes. He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Don't forget, coming up at 2:05, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll talk all things politics. And we'll also just after 3 o'clock, turn you over to Wayne Allen Root. raw and unfiltered. I just absolutely love it. Always good to have John Zarpolis on, though, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. He joins us. John, how you been, my friend?
Life is very, very, very good.
Oh, I just love that. One of the things I love is that every Friday and Saturday I get to go into my inbox and I find, in case you missed it, and this last week you wrote on a variety of subjects, but in particular a couple that are near and dear to my heart, including education. What was on your mind last week?
Well, homeschooling has exploded in our state, and it should. I think the story of 2020, 2021, and 2020. Boy, I'm tongue-tied today. It's the schools. It's the problem with the schools. The pandemic did us the favor of letting the parents see what was really going on in the schools, and many have fled. We used to have 24,000 homeschoolers back in 2019 in Nevada. We're up to over 88,000 homeschoolers in Nevada. So that's one way parents are trying to deal with this. And I think we need to talk about schools a little bit today, and we will talk about it again in our Friday, in case you missed it, email. And if you'd like to get that, you can go to npri.org and just put your email address in and sign up for our email address, our email list, and you can get something every Friday from us. And then if you don't like it, you can opt out. That's simple. Let's talk about homeschooling.
Well, and I want to ask you, is government there to help you, or do you just want government to get the hell out of the way and let entrepreneurs deal with homeschooling?
There's a much bigger question, first of all. The problem with our institutions, and primarily our schools, is accountability. No one is accountable in our system to the children, and then secondly to the taxpayers. The money is raised through taxes. It's taken from everybody in the state. It's put into the state coffers, and then it's handed back to the school bureaucracies, who are also in league and also negotiating back and forth with the teachers' union and the unionized workers of the school system. So who holds the teachers' union accountable for the kids, and who holds the bureaucracy accountable? Nobody gets fired. Good teachers are never rewarded. You know, one of the reasons Nevada policy always talks about free markets, but I'm going to expand that concept. We're about accountability. We like free markets because they hold the institution, the organization, accountable. So you're right when you say, is the solution the free market and private businesses? The solution is competition. And may that be a public school, a charter school, a private school, a home school, a micro school. We have to allow these things to happen. But the bureaucracy and the legislature, who's controlled by the bureaucrats and the unions, will not let this open up. That's what it's about. It's how do we make schools accountable? And the best way is giving the parents the right to have the tax money for their student, their child, to then choose a school that works. And that looks differently everywhere. And then here's what I always hear. Well, all we got to do is break CCSD up into smaller districts. Well, that sounds good, but where does the accountability come into the smaller district, the Mesquite district, the Boulder City, the Henderson district? Say we break them up by towns. Where's the accountability there? I mean, you go to the polls to vote for the local school board, but the school boards have all been taken over by a teachers union and the left because they put big money into it and work at it. And again, the parents aren't organized, and why should they be? They're paying through their tax dollars and assuming that the system's going to take care of their kid. So we've got to get competition into it. The other thing about breaking it up by areas is your kid is still subjected to that area with no accountability and no way to do anything about it. Versus if you've got actual parental choice, school choice, you get to go to the charter school that's nearby, and maybe that doesn't work. And the next year you try the private school, and maybe that does work. Or maybe you go back to the public school, and maybe that has been fixed, and that does work. You don't have to sell your house and move to a different district. You get to choose a school wherever you want to be. You want to drive 20 miles because there's a better school over there? So be it. But if you break the school districts up into smaller districts, you're still going to have just as big a problem and probably have to spend even more to get control of it because you've got multiple districts you've got to worry about electing candidates in for school board.
Well, and then the school board, or the board of trustees, as they call it here, votes last week to essentially rescind a bunch of what happened back in 2017 when they tried to essentially rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, and they essentially, instead of breaking the district up, they just gave principals a little more leeway in how they spend the money that comes into the district. And I guess my question is, if that's what they call breaking up the Clark County School District, then what is there left for us to do? And now they're reneging on that.
Yes, and it's back to who holds them accountable to do what was supposed to have been done. They were supposed to split this up, break it into smaller districts. They did as little as possible, and now they're undoing it when they can. Again, what's the punishment to them?
Yeah.
Anybody ever get laid off, fired? You know, no, nothing ever happened. I mean, they can't even make up their mind if they're keeping the superintendent or not. So, and then I think, okay, you're going to hire another superintendent. What good is that going to change? Well, what can a superintendent do up against these bureaucracies of the union and the internal school district bureaucracy? So the system is flawed. The system has got to have some form of accountability built into it. Parental choice, school choice, call it whatever you want, where the tax dollars follow the student is the only way that works. And it's been proven in Florida. Florida used to have terrible schools. Now they're in the top five. They gave every kid the tax dollars. For the majority of them, they went to charter schools. Charters seem to work well in Florida. They seem to work well here, too, but we're not allowed to have enough of them because they've got such heavy restrictions put on them, capital restrictions and requirements. And they don't give the charter schools as much money as they give every public school, either. And then they just borrowed $3.5 billion for Clark County schools to build new schools.
Yeah. I mean, it's scary what's going on. Again, John Zarpolis joining us, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. His In Case You Missed It column is must-see reading every Friday and Saturday. I absolutely love it. How do we get control of our schools, though? Does it have to be something like the Virginia gubernatorial race? I mean, do we do it politically, or do we do it by initiative? How do we, for instance, ensure real choice, school choice?
Well, it can be done either way, through electing legislators who are going to step up and do this, and possibly putting on the ballot as an initiative. Either way works. What we find is that there's real heat, real fire among the parents. They are upset. I mean, they're mad about possibly CRT, and they might not call it CRT, but they're sneaking in little bits and pieces of it here and there. They're mad about little kids wearing masks all day. You know, a kindergartner keeping a mask on all day? How's that fair to the kid? And they are at such low risk. And we've got such crazy ideas on what supposedly is safety in this state. But then, you know, talk of vaccine mandates, it hasn't happened here. That's great. And then the curriculum itself, do we know what's going on? And then, up in Washoe County, I know they're talking about who can use what bathroom and the gender issues. So it never ends. It's got to get to the ballot. Parents have got to get hopping mad. We've got an election coming. This should be the number one issue in this state, as it was in Virginia. Get your legislative candidates to start talking about this and hold them accountable. This is what you want as a parent. This is what you want as a taxpayer. And the other long-term outcome is we start having better educated kids when the schools are accountable because of school choice. And if they're better educated, we're going to have a better workforce. We're going to attract better businesses here. You know, I've been trying to hire a couple of people for Nevada policy. No one wants to locate here because these people have families and kids. They don't want to work in Las Vegas because they don't want to put their kids in these schools. They'll work for us virtually, but they don't want to move here. And I don't blame them. I mean, you know, your kid is your number one thing in your life, I would think. So, anyway, that's me rambling on as usual.
No, but that's why I love having you on. Again, John Zarpolis joining us, the president of NPRI. The other thing you wrote about in your, in case you missed it this week, was affordable housing. And the fact is that whether you're in the rental market or you're looking to buy a home, man, the prices are through the roof right now. How does that get corrected? Is that just do we need more housing? Do we need to be building more? What's the deal?
There's a lot of avenues on this one. First of all, we are in the midst of a big study that we're going to get out here, March, April, in that area on affordable housing. But first of all, the approach that from the current administration is all wrong. It's their approach is, let's give people money to buy houses. Well, if you give people money, that means there's going to be more money out there to pay for a house. You're only driving the prices up. It's going to be less affordable the more subsidies you do. However, it's a matter of things we can do to bring down the costs. One of them is permitting and permitting time. Many of you are familiar with the Badlands lawsuit. I mean, this has been in court. The city of Las Vegas spent literally millions on trying to stop this developer from building houses on a golf course here in Las Vegas. And the golf course was already zoned for single-family housing. So not only did it cost the taxpayers money, but it cost this poor developer time and money, both of which have a cost. The more of this kind of garbage that goes on, making it harder to build a house, ups the cost to everybody. But lastly, you know, I was lucky enough to grow up in a time when one parent worked, one parent was home, and you could afford a house. Now it's taking two people, both working full-time, and you're lucky to afford a house. And that's because we've also had the Biden administration and other administrations that just don't help the worker. Real wages haven't been going up for the middle class. They're losing ground. The inflation that's kicked in right now only makes affordable housing worse, but their wages are not going up with the rate of inflation. So it's multiple layers of bad government policy that's creating this whole affordable housing mess. And if we start getting government out of it, and letting markets start to work again, and ending more rules and regulations, et cetera, it will start to correct itself.
More coming up with John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Nevada open enrollment is here.
Don't let those who are in bad health allow your rates to increase.
Locally owned and operated, the professionals at Pro Insurance find a solution to save you and your family money on health insurance. Get zero deductible on outpatient services.
Call today for a no-cost consultation.
If you're a small business owner, Pro has solutions that fit your business. Call Pro Insurance now. 702-280-6240. 702-280-6240. Pro Insurance or visit PROWEinsurance.com.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, John Zarpalis joining us, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League, every Sunday morning at 11. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I've been there many, 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 many times. In fact, I was there last weekend and had more fun than you could shake a stick at. John Zarpalis joining us. And I want to ask you, we've got our first case of the Omicron virus. And I don't know that anybody's going to die from it in our state, but we've got one case. That means we'll probably have two or three coming up. How close are we to seeing light at the end of the tunnel on this whole pandemic thing? I know you write about it last week.
Well, if the Democrats have their way, there will never be any light on this tunnel. But, you know, this variant seems to be not as harsh, but obviously a little easier to catch, easier to pass on. We've got to go through this. That's the way out of this, is to pass through this, to let this get through our society. But it's the only thing the Biden administration has got going for it right now. In the polling, I mean, you can't talk about the economy, you can't talk about inflation, you can't talk about immigration, because the Democrats are dying on these issues. But they can keep talking about the coronavirus because it's still polling strong for them. So it's going to be there until the polling starts to dip. Either people turn against it or they're just so sick of it, and I'm starting to get sick of it. Have you, you know, I feel very badly now when I go to a restaurant.